still and calm.
The temperature?
Already warm and getting hotter. There'd been a storm the night before, a real gale. But that morning, all nature was newly washed and fresh.
Shut out the poetry, Holmes.
Sorry. The weather was calm and clear. The day promised hot.
Very good. Now, you say you saw the victim. Where was the body lying?
It wasn't.
Holmes!
At that moment, McPherson was still alive, though only just.
Stay here. I'm going to go down the path a short way. Don't move.
All right.
Can you see me?
No.
Very good. Now you're me.
Right.
This is what happened.
Good God.
Help me.
Wait. Don't move.
Excellent, Watson. My actions to the inch.
I thought you were supposed to be dead.
Not quite.
How close?
Very close.
Well, then.
Sorry.
That's better. Now, are you in exactly the same position as he was?
Let me see. Face down, left arm outstretched, legs twisted. Yes, yes, I am.
Good. Thank you.
But there is one important difference.
Go on.
McPherson was naked from the waist up and wasn't wearing any shoes or socks.
Right. What happened next?
This.
The lights.
And then he died.
I'm afraid there was nothing we could have done.
Must have been a horrible experience.
Yes, I can't deny it. I've seen more death than I care to remember, but this was particularly unpleasant.
Such a young man.
And on a morning that made one feel good to be alive.
Those words, I couldn't quite make them out. The lying man?
Now try to reproduce exactly what Stackhurst and I heard. Try again.
The linesman, surely not.
No, the only sense I could twist out of the sounds was the lion's mane.
The lion's mane? That's hardly more likely than my versions. What did it mean?
I had no idea. And so?
So, I remember it. We'll file it away for later. New information may well throw some light on it.
Bravo. Now, excuse me. Yes, that's Now, can I tell you anything more?
Of course you can. Was there any obvious cause of death?
The man had been flogged.
Flogged?
His back was covered with dark red lines. There was long wheels curved right round his body.
My God. Still bleeding?
Oh, yes. The wounds were obviously fresh.
Anything else?
Blood all over his chin.
His chin?
He'd bitten through his lower lip with the pain.
So, he had just enough strength to get up the cliff path. You looked down onto the beach, of course.
Of course.
And?
It was deserted.
McPherson's footprints were perfectly clear.
He'd come down the path with a spring in his step and staggered back up as much on his hands and knees as on his feet.
The erratic footprints. They started from here, the bottom of the path?
Yes.
What about signs on the beach?
Oh, unfortunately, this shingle holds hardly any marks.
So you weren't able to read anything?
A little. A storm tide had left a sizable lagoon, bigger than usual. His intention was to use it for a swim.
But he didn't get that far.
He started to undress by these rocks. His towel and the rest of his clothes were still here, neatly folded, and there were a few bare footprints.
Do we know how long he was here?
According to Stackhurst, it couldn't have been longer than 10 minutes, or 15 at the most. He watched McPherson leave the school.
Right. Let me make sure I've got this. He came down the cliff path in high spirits, put his towel down just here, took off his shoes, his socks and his shirt, and then he was attacked.
That's how I read it?
Yes. And then he struggled back up the path to get help.
What are you looking for?
Hiding places. Somewhere our murderer could have concealed himself. Now, that doesn't make sense. You can't see the cliff top from here, so he couldn't possibly have known that you were so close. He had no reason to hide, did he?
I thought not. If he'd still been on the beach as I came down the path, I'd have seen him at once.
It's like a locked room mystery.
A locked room mystery without walls, virtually unique.
Amazing that you should just chance to be on the scene.
Well, at the risk of spouting cliches to a writer, life is supposed to be stranger than fiction.
Especially your life, seemingly.
Is there anything else I can tell you?
Yes, there is. There was nobody on the beach. But what about the sea? Any boats?
Excellent.